Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones, who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Moore now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday strikes out. There goes Santo. The throw from Grote to Harrelson, and Santo is out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7 to nothing, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee, who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Hickman scores. It's 8 to nothing, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9 to nothing, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Sudeikis pinch hits for Tommy Moore. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Cubs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rauch now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappas bunts towards the mound. Rauch fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 9-3, Cubs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Bob Rauch. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Garrett moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milner moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cranepool is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.